Tom Shevlin, City's Communications Officer. We definitely saw more people along the route than we have in recent years. And Waste Management, our trash contractor, has reported that 70 tons of trash, which is about 1,400 pounds, were collected Saturday afternoon and Sunday. So we had our Clean City seasonal staff out on Sunday to pick up as a supplement to Waste Management's efforts. And our street sweeper does actually do pre- and post-parade sweeps. And that is dedicated to the parade route. We had no reported issues, nothing abnormal reported. It's just basic post-parade cleanup that we saw. We had a number of extra totes, which are those portable barrels that you'll see, scattered along the route and placed strategically based on previous years. And, every year we adjust based on the previous year. Mm-hmm. So if we see trash in a particular area, the next year, most likely, there'll be a couple of extra totes placed there. And I think the same would hold true for this year. So if there were areas where Waste Management reported or our litter fitters reported more scattered litter, scattered debris, I think next year it's fair to say that we'll coordinate with Waste Management to make sure that those extra totes, temporary totes, beyond the big belly trash bins are
The worst areas for litter?
Ooh, I can't officially, but I can say anecdotally, I think that Ann Street and outside the Armory were the two areas where I know that we actually did receive, feedback related to the trash. So, and it changes every year. And I have to say that the parade crew, the parade organizers, are out there as well, and they try and do their best to make sure that we have, they have enough people, patrolling and picking up trash and making sure that by Sunday morning everything looks as good as it can.